Hi, this is Amit.
And this is Akhila. Welcome to the Indian Music Charts Podcast.
This is a show where we look at the weekly music charts on Spotify and make it our springboard for a larger discussion about the music industry.
We discuss listener trends, what it says about the industry and where it might be heading, and occasionally we'll also share our two cents.
New episodes drop every Tuesday, so don't forget to hit follow and the bell icon to be notified.
Hi everyone, it's a new week and we're back. If you spent even 5 minutes on the internet in the past 10 days, you'd have definitely heard Coke Studio Bharat's Khalasi at least a few dozen times, maybe two. And today we're going to break down how this track became a hit and the changing phase of how topical tracks are marketed. But first, we will look at the key moments on the charts.
This week, there are two new entries from the movie Leo, which has become a super-duper box office smash. The Tamil film has generated now, I think, more hits than I can count. At number 18, coming in is Ordinary Person. This has been...
I love the names on this entire album.
The names are just amazing. This, of course, the entire album has been composed by Anirudh Ravichandran. This song has Nikita Gandhi contributing to it, and also it's been credited to Heisenberg, who I have no idea who he is, but it has earned comparisons to Belarusian artist Otnika's track "Where Are You?" Again, you know, plagiarism allegations rearing their ugly head in the Indian music industry. Apparently, Otnika has responded, but we don't know what has come of that yet. At number 15, another new entry from the same film. This is credited solely to Anirudh. It's Lokiverse 2.0. And meanwhile, there's some big
another name that I love. I have no idea what it means. Yeah, but I love it.
Well, there's even an even better one at the top 10, because at number 4, reaching a new peak up to number 8, is Badass. And not only that, also in the top 10, Na Reddy, which originally peaked at number 4 as well, is moving back into the top 10 at number 6 this week. So this is the first Tamil film to have two songs in the top 10 simultaneously since, I think, Jailer earlier this year.
Yeah, so it's obviously a big week for Leo, but it's also a big week for the music label that released the track, which is Sony Music. Sony has also, by the way, acquired Tu Hai Kahan by Aur, which we discussed at length in last week's episode, where we spoke about the need for more cross-border collaborations. Last week, this track was at number 4. This week, it's at number 2. Number 1 is Chalaya from Jawan, which is at the top position for the 7th week in a row. Khalasi from Coke Studio Bharat has moved up to number 11 from number 30. And this is one of the biggest climbers of this week. This track is one of the biggest hits, I would say, for all of Coke Studio, right? Like, not just Bharat, including from the time when it used to be called Coke Studio India. In fact, Amit, you had pointed out that the CFO and president of Coca-Cola, John Murphy, even shared this track, calling it, and I quote, one of the biggest Coke Studio India songs of all time. And, you know, Amit, we've discussed Latin releases a couple of times, Latin hits rather. This is a July release, which has obviously picked up now in the festive season. And there's lots of other reasons why, you know, this played out the way it did. But maybe you can talk us through it.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer that this track really took off during Navratri. I mean, being a Gujarati folk song, it was always going to be huge. And I think it's one of the few new tracks that has, like, you know, emerged from this. I mean, there's obviously, you know, the tracks get played year after year, but it's so rare that you get, you know, a new track entering these playlists. What I mean is basically live set lists. And I'm sure Khalasi was played in many, many, by many, many DJs and many, many, you know, live singers as well. You had Navratri. Garba celebration.
They celebrate 10 days where I live, and every hour minimum 4 times. And it's like, I already knew the song by heart because it's all over reels, but then also this. But you're right, Amit. Like, it's for the first time that a new track that released this year was part of the playlist. Usually it's like old Bollywood or like 2-3 year old Bollywood tracks.
Yeah. And, you know, it is usually like that. And but I think with the case of Khalasi, I think it's just also a track that So I read a quote by the composer Achin, who basically is behind this tune along with Aditya Gadhvi, who I think is a singer, and Soumya Joshi, who I believe is a, if it's might be the same Soumya Joshi who's written the lyrics. He happens to be a really popular Gujarati actor, director, and playwright. I just watched a play of his that was translated from Gujarati to Hindi called Welcome to Zindagi, and it was really good. And he's also a guy who's written, I don't know if you know about this movie called 102 Not Out, which had Rishi Kapoor and Amitabh Bachchan. But anyway, so it's got some pretty like big names in the sense that you've got this guy from the Gujarati scene, you've got this guy from but like in from the heart of like the scene over there, and you've got Achint who's had success on OTT. So it's a great, and I guess Aditya, who is very well known in the Gujarati music industry. So it's a nice coming together of like modern and traditional, which I'm presuming is what Coke Studio is all about. But in this case, so going back to what Achint said, he said he had no idea the song had taken off so well because he's apparently not on the internet. He just comes to post stuff and then he
Oh,
disappears. He doesn't
I did
really,
not know that.
he does not really like look at stuff or follow reels and things like that. So I don't know whether I read it on the internet or an interview or wherever. But so basically, this song took a life of its own on short format video. And the head of the CFO of Coca-Cola, in fact, said that much of the success can be attributed to a great marketing strategy with powerful influencer communities. Now, that's the thing, that last three words are really crucial: powerful influencer communities. Agnila, I mean, obviously, I turn to you to ask, what about the marketing strategy has made this track, take off in such a big
Yeah,
way?
a lot of times people think about marketing as what you put out into the world, right? But a big part of marketing is also working very closely with, the product team and understanding what is the best time to release a track and what are the best points in time you activate different channels to market it. And more recently, these latent hits, which is essentially a hit which is it released at a point in time much before it became a hit. It took some time to become popular, and then there is this moment where it just blows up, right? And we've seen a lot of this happening more recently. In fact, we've discussed a couple of them, right? Like we spoke about Suzanne's track, which took 2 years and now it blew up more recently. Even Obsessed, like it released at a particular point, it was Vicky Kaushal's reel that kind of gave it a whole new life, right? So the way music is now being discovered and consumed is really changing the playbook for music marketing. Something like this, if this was happening, let's say 6 years ago, which is before reels and all of it, right? A Navratri track would be released in the week of Navratri. It would not be released 2 months before. But how listeners are finding music has really, really changed these release strategies. And the other thing also to bear in mind is there's been a lot of fatigue, I would say, because there was a whole phase where the music industry would release, and every label would do this, okay? Every label would say, we have the Valentine's anthem of the year, or we have the Garba track of the year. And, it becomes so repetitive, nothing truly stands out. And somewhere audiences also want that sense of agency where, they've discovered it themselves. And they are actually discovering it themselves because, again, it's about those influencer communities, right? So this track released in July, I'm very sure that like the marketing team behind this is smart enough and they would have planned it in such a way that let's have some amount of marketing that happens when the track comes out. Let's do social media, let's activate artists, etc. Let's do playlisting, all of that. But closer to the moment where we think the demand for this track is going to go up, let's start seeding in social discovery. And that's exactly what happened, right? It was all over reels. And also you're seeing that it's not only artists who are pushing it. They have tapped into fashion. They have tapped into, just general, like I've seen cooking videos with it. I've even seen a Halloween video with it, by the way.
Yeah, this is funny. And when you listen to the lyrics of it, it's all about like the sailor, and it's about the sailor man and adventurous sailor. And it kind of reminded me of the she shanty trend. I don't know if you know about this. They're folk songs essentially, they were again sung at sea, I presume. And a couple of years ago, this guy called Nathan Evans, a Scottish singer, had a huge hit on TikTok with a she shanty song called "The Weller Man." And that song, actually, I think, again, it got him a record deal and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, it's again, social media just taking off on something randomly. But, you know, the difference between the other two tracks that you mentioned, I think that they happened very much by chance because they were released much, much earlier. In this case, perhaps there's something more to it. Maybe there is a more concerted effort on the part of the label to actually do something and, you know, start some kind of a campaign and time it, like you said, in a way that it, like, you know, this is, it builds up and it reaches a peak at this particular time when it, you know, it's going to sort of just take on a life of its own.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I mean, this is becoming more and more the norm. Like, I know even DSPs are recommending that launch it 2 months before you know it's going to become, you know, a hit, or not even a hit, like before you know that the demand for this sound is going to come in. But, you know, as much as, you know, there is the marketing side of it, right, where you can design these amazing campaigns. And we've actually seen many examples where there's been a lot of marketing efforts, but the track itself is not great. Those marketing efforts will always kind of fall short. And this track is definitely an outlier, even within the whole Coke Studio universe from India this season, definitely. Right? But what do you think actually makes it different from, you know, the other Coke Studio songs from this season, or maybe even from its previous avatar as Coke Studio India?
Yeah, no, I mean, they have been some breakout hits even from the previous avatar of Coke Studio, right? Madari, for instance, has been a huge hit, and like it gets performed today. Yeah, but I think when you talk about this season, and I think the point of reference, again, always has to be like Coke Studio Pakistan, because, you know, they, I mean,
they are like the North Star.
Unlike cricket, where, you know, India and Pakistan, I mean, now basically, we're clearly sort of creaming them at cricket. But unfortunately, when it comes to Coke Studio, they have always had a slightly higher.
Coke Studio comment session, by the way, is my favorite place on the internet, because the amount of like brotherhood, sisterhood over there between India and Pakistan is so good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that the overall quality of Coke Studio Pakistan has been better than the output generated from India. And I think few people can deny that. But what I will say, though, is that if I look at the songs that have really broken out, like Pasuri, for instance, or even that Kefi Khalil song, right? Kanayari. Basically, it comes down to something very simple. It's just the hook. You listen to those songs once and you remember them. They're like classic earworms. And I think that's also the case with Khalasi. I heard it the first time and I was like, yeah, you know, this song is super catchy. It's interesting. It's well composed. It's got, like, you know, all the classic elements of like folk, but modern production, modern, you know, arrangement, all of that. And it doesn't sound like it's trying too hard, which is a problem I think that earlier seasons of Coke Studio also had, where, you know, it was, you could sort of hear the effort. Now, I sort of, just before we, you know, were recording today, I said, let me just quickly listen to all the songs again of this season to make sure that I make, like, not a very, you know, I make a kind of informed comment when I, you know, when I talk about this. And I don't think there's a single bad song in this season. And I don't think there ever is any bad song. But I think Khalasi has taken off, whereas the others have not. Like, if we talk about the first act, Kuduja, right, where all of us felt that both of us felt that it could have been better. And I think with that track, which is Oaf and Savera, and, you know, it's not a bad song, but the thing is, I think that it stuck too close to the Gehraya template, sure kind of like subconsciously, it was not something they deliberately tried to do, but that was like the song that, I mean, so I think that was it simply with that. And there've been a couple of other tracks, like, again, you know, forgive me for mangling pronunciations if I do, but Gija Ka Hakki, and which was this whole classical and electro fusion kind of thing, basically fusion of electronic and classical, Indian classical, which we've heard before. And there was also a Holi track, which again was electronic and fusion, and it was a bit of hip hop, and it's the kind of stuff that we've heard in Bollywood itself starting to do this, right? Perfectly decent songs, but nothing new, right? And, you know, then there was another track, Takbir, which I think was like a Punjabi track. But again, not a bad track, but it just simply lacked the hook. I mean, I don't think anybody would say it's a bad track, but when you consider what makes a song a hit, a hook is a huge part of it. And I think with Takteer, that was the main issue. Maria, the latest track they released, is actually a remake of a Bollywood song. It's a remake. It's not Maria Pitachi. It's not a Goan or East Indian track, which they're selling it like. It's got the Shillong Jimba choir. It's got, of course, Reese D'Souza and some Goan musicians. But it's actually a remake of Oh Maria from Sagar, the 1985 movie. An R.D. Berman song.
Yeah, this movie I have not seen, I have to admit.
Yeah, before your time. But anyway, the point is that it's a remake of a Bollywood song at the end of the day, you know, and you're calling it a Goan song, but you have the Shillong Chamber Choir and they're doing like this operatic stuff in it. I'm half Goan and I'm probably the most deracinated Goan.
Wait, what? Why am I hearing about this for the first time? You are?
I'm more Goan than this song. So,
I don't know this. You learn something new every day.
Every time. Yeah. And so I think the track that comes closest to actually Khalasi is the Alif track, which is Kya Kari Korimol. Korimol. Kya Kari Korimol. Korimol. I'm just like, it's pronunciations really. But anyway, that song, again, it's got the sense of joy and euphoria. And I think so. At least that's the vibe that I get. I don't know what the lyrics mean. But that's the kind of vibe that, and it has, it's not as immediately infectious as Khalasi is, but it is in a similar vein. And I think that, again, if we're talking about slow burners and maybe in the next track to eventually come, you know, pick up, maybe this is the one, maybe it's the Alif Kashmiri track.
Yeah. And like, you know, as you were sort of going through the list of these tracks, right? And again, this is probably intentional because they did rebrand to Coke Studio Bharat, right? I can see that they're kind of tapping into different very musical cultures within India, right? And all pretty strong sounds in themselves, right? Like, you know, a Goan sound, there's a very particular sound to it, okay? It's a different thing that the Shillong Chamber Choir is in it, which I'm also like not exactly understanding the connection over there, but that aside, right? They've done a good job of tapping into these different musical cultures. But there is an advantage that I would say with the Gujarati culture is that it is extremely more musical, especially when it comes to Navratri, because you actually have 10 days for this track to really, really also become more popular, right? And like, which is, I think, a special advantage, which let's say the Holi track didn't have, because Holi is a one-day thing, right? It's not something that people prepare for such a long time in the lead-up. And also, let's face it, y'all, Holi is about Balam Pichkari. Like, there is, the song to beat it is yet to be written. You know?
I would say, you know, that's not true. I mean, there's so many Holi classics, as Rang Barse, and if you, every Holi, and I think we discussed it.
OG one.
No, but yeah. I think that when we did a Holi episode, we did sort of talk about the songs that did do well. I mean, some random song from some Akshay Kumar movie where the song is Do Me a Favor, Let's Play Holi. Even that gets played. So it's not like I think that you just...
That goes back into what you said, Amit, that usually these sort of festival playlists, they're very fixed. You rarely, very rarely see new tracks entering, right? When you've seen them entering, it's a once in every few years, like sometimes once in every 5 years.
No, but like if this Holi track was strong enough, it could have very well done what Khalasi did during Navratri. I just think the question of that, is this track strong enough to, different enough to...
But the other thing is, Holi is a very Bollywood thing.
Not necessarily so. I don't think that it's always... I mean, I think there's potential too, because, you know, again...
There's potential, like, but I'm not able to think of a track is non-film, you know, or pop, Indian pop.
It's not like Gujarati music has really crossed over, right? I mean, we haven't discussed a single Gujarati track before this. So
no,
even
but
when you say
during Navratri, a lot of folk music is also played.
For sure.
Which is
for
the
sure.
exception.
More a live music thing. So it's not so many... that you see like that translated into streaming, right? Even during 9 days, it's not like you have seen like Falguni Pata song suddenly coming back into the dance, right?
Yeah, it's very live, you're right.
So it's very much a live phenomenon. And I think that in this case, Khalasi has crossed over. It is, I mean, Navratri has been like the, what do you call it? The what is that term? The ignition point or whatever. But it's
Yeah.
not, I think it's truly crossed over into
It has, and the
non-Gujarati
ranking
audiences
has gone
also.
up after Navratri also, which is
Yeah,
with
I mean, yeah, it sort of has been climbing, and now it's number 11 on the verge of the top 10. Don't know when it will break into the top 10. But even then, like the guy from Coke has said, it is one of the biggest hits of Coke Studio India, which is, I mean, it definitely is, I think. And I don't think any other track from the series has broken through, at least in Spotify top 100, as far as I know, or even in the YouTube charts, you know. And I think it's not like they haven't made a lot of marketing efforts. I'm sure they've spent a lot of money trying to push this stuff. But ultimately, you know, you can't predict what's going to be a hit and what the public's going to take to. And I think that's exactly what's happened in this case.
Yeah, so you know, I think you called it, you know, a consolidated effort on, you know, behalf of the label. And you know, that's true, and it's also very important. You know, with all great tracks, many aspects have to come together, right? Many different people have to come together, right? It's obviously the musicians sitting with each other creating the track. It's the product teams working with marketing, deciding what's the right time to release. It's the marketing teams, you know, actually putting together that plan, which happens over a longer period of time. And ultimately, also platforms themselves are playing a role in the way they're designed, right? And there were a lot of things that obviously were well thought through and well timed, and you know, that definitely helped this track kind of become this breakout success from this season. And that in a way will also like affect the future of Coke Studio Bharat, right? And like how do you think it's going to sort of play out for Coke Studio now that they have a proven case that you know they can create such a big hit?
But I think there's definitely going to be another season, considering, you know, Coke Studio India took such a big break in between. While Coke Studio Pakistan, for instance, has consistently had many, many seasons, but we had this long break for Coke Studio India because it didn't really take off the way that I guess they hoped. But with this, I think now they have some kind of validation, right? That, okay, you know, one out of seven tracks have really taken off and have become like the biggest hit of all time, perhaps. So I think, yeah, on that level, we can hope for another season for sure. But also, I think that whether this affects the way that they craft the songs, we'll have to see. One of the strategies that you know, I think the lucky thing for like India and a project like Coke Studio India is that you have like, we are, as we've said it so many times, we've heard it so many times, it's like India's like a continent, not a country. So there's so many different states that you can like touch into and tap into, right? I mean, they even started Coke Studio Tamil as a separate property this year, and a Coke Studio alongside Coke Studio Bharat. So you can, I see, you know, I imagine like there will be more kinds of attempts to perhaps revisit some languages that they did previously. I mean, we hear fastest growing languages, right? From the DSPs, we keep hearing Haryanvi, Bhojpuri, Malayalam. These are the languages that are really growing. So I wouldn't be surprised if we hear tracks in these languages in the future. So, and Gujarati is one of them, the one that's also cited quite frequently. So we probably will hear tracks in those languages, or I feel, in the next season. And you know, we have to also take into consideration that as much as, you know, they've got some really great people to work on this season and a lot of indie music talent, like Ankur Tiwari has, I think, been helming the entire thing, and you know, all a variety of indie music talent, which is a really great thing to do. I think in the earlier season there was a big Bollywood focus and a lot of leaning heavily on you know, the star quotient of Hindi film composers, whereas this time they have taken a conscious effort to keep it more indie, which is amazing. And so, but there is an element of like, I don't want to say manufactured, but also kind of making sure you check certain boxes, right? When you do these kind of music, when you do these kind of tracks, because I mean, it is Coke Studio, you know, it is a marketing property. But so, I mean, I would obviously, you know, ask you to also answer the same question. How do you see it evolving?
I mean, it is funded by Coke. It is an ad-funded property by its very definition. So I can totally understand that, you know, the marketer mindset comes with it, right? Where things that have worked for us, we will dial in on it far more. Things that don't work for us, we will kind of strip it out. Okay, maybe after some time we'll try it again, but like that's just the iterative process of what marketing is. Coming from a marketer, I will say that it's probably not a very bad thing. Okay, but people might feel differently about it, right? And that's okay. Other thing that you need to add on to what you've already said is we're definitely going to see another season. We're definitely going to see a bigger push into regional languages. The other thing which, you know, comes to my mind is even if you look at like some of Coke Studio Pakistan's big hits, a lot of them actually reimagine folk music. And this is also, I think, a folk song, right? It's like from the fisherman community. So I think we're going to see more
Yeah, I
reimagined
mean,
folk
it
music.
seems like it. Yeah.
And I'm here for it, you know, really
Yeah.
honestly. Like, I didn't know that this was a folk song, and it's really great to be able to discover aspects of India which
Yeah,
our
I think
textbooks didn't
the
really teach
bulk
us.
of yeah, I think bulk of what Coke Studio does though is sort of these reinterpretations of folk songs, or you know, yeah, basically even sometimes popular songs or semi-classical songs, right? I mean,
Yeah.
that's what they've done with the Maria track. So it is kind of there are essentially remakes that are repackaged, but it's not like, I mean, you know, you have Coke Studio and you have Tanish Bakshi, so you can just imagine like how to do a remake. You know, so there's various
Yeah,
ways you can do it, and
that.
on that level Coke Studio definitely does a very commendable job of, you know, updating something without, you know, ruining its essence. But I think the careful thing, what we're discussing today is like, how do you turn that into a hit song, right? What makes a song click? And I think, yeah, I mean, to me, really, it's very simple. It just, the song needs to have a very strong hook, which I think sometimes in the Coke Studio tracks, because there's like this, like I said, all these check boxes to have to do, you know, it has to have a classical element. It has to have a, I mean, folk music is obviously very strong in it. It has to have some kind of Western arrangement, you know, fusion angle. You
Yeah, you have to
know,
modernize it
when
for a
you just
younger
put it, yeah,
audience, you know.
when you sort of stop consciously doing that stuff and just have fun, which is what I hear when I hear Khalasi, I think you know, you have a winner.
Yeah, I think that's a really nice way to put it. And, you know, I think that's a great note to sort of end this episode on. And we will see all of you next week.